Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you want some powerful, demanding reading about the depths and mercies of God, what he is up to, and what he thinks of us, a great book to read is the diary of Saint Faustina, who we feast today. Faustina's experience was intense, one of great suffering and enormous love. The two sound troubling, frightening even. Can such a combination relate to the Christianity of today? And yet, of course, immense suffering and love are perhaps the two very first epithets we can apply to the life of Jesus of Nazareth amongst us. This experience of his justifies Faustina's. And always, in the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, the experience of divine love overwhelms, as well as passes through, the suffering. As Jesus said to Saint Faustina on the day of her renewal of vows, "My daughter, fear nothing. I am always with you, even if it seems to you that I am not. Your humility draws me down from my lofty throne, and I unite myself closely with you." Let us pray. O God, who in a wondrous manner revealed the inexhaustible riches of your mercy in Saint Maria Faustina, grant, we pray, that by looking with trust upon the pierced side of your Son, we may be strengthened to show mercy one to another, and at length sing forever of your mercy in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.